Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web, jou betroubare bron vir sake en beleggingsinsigte.
Die petrochemiese reus Sasol is een van die ikoniese Suid-Afrikaanse maatskappye op die JSE, maar dit het die afgelope dekade die wind van voor gehad. Vandag, precies 10 jaar gelede, het die aandeelprys op R425 gestaan, maar vandag is dit omtrent 80% laer op R88. En dit spruit meestal uit grootskaalse probleme by die groepse chemiese aanleg by Lake Charles in Amerika, en ook oor reuse kapitale beleggings wat die groep moet doen om die vrystelling van kweekhuisgasse te verminder. Die groep het vandag winssyfers vir die 6 maande tot einde Desember bekend gemaak. Die omset was 10% laer op R122 miljard. Die wins was 30% laer op R9 miljard. Die direksie het nie 'n dividend verklaar nie en op die balansstaat is die groot item die skuldlas. Die totale skuldlas vir die tydperk was basies onveranderd op sowat R117 miljard. Walt Brands is op die lyn. Hy is die finansiële direkteur en hy het verlede jaar die leisels by Andre Rousseau oorgeneem. Walt, thank you so much for your time today. It's been interesting times for Sasol.
Goeienaand, Ryk en RSG luisteraars. Dis 'n groot voorreg om vanaand met jou te gesels. Kan 'n bietjie sukkel om alles in Afrikaans te doen, maar ek het vir my skoonpa wat graag na jou program luister, beloof ek sal ten minste myself voorstel in Afrikaans, maar as jy nie omgee nie, gaan ek nou oorskakel na Engels.
Nee, dis 100%. Ek moet sê, dit is baie goeie Afrikaans wat jy daar gepraat het. Ek dink Sasol is een van die aandele op die JSE wat die grootste aantal kleinhandelbeleggers het. Ek weet nie of jy dit geweet het nie, maar as mens ook na die Moneyweb webblad kyk, dan kan ons sien watter maatskappye gewild is onder ons besoekers en Sasol is altyd heel bo aan die lys. Is jy bewus daarvan dat so baie kleinbeleggers aandele hou in Sasol?
Ek is bewus. Obviously we focus a lot on our top 20 shareholders, but we appreciate all the support that small and large shareholders give us, right?
In that perspective, how do you think shareholders should look at this set of results, because there is some good news, there is some bad news. How do you think especially smaller shareholders should view the numbers?
You grabbed some of the headlines. I think for me as the incoming CFO, the number that I'm most focused on is the free cash flow number. It was still negative for the first half of the year, but it was 84% higher than the previous year. No doubt our turnover was under pressure from a lower rand oil price and also lower sales volumes. But, you know, it's one thing to observe it happen. It's another thing to respond. And I think you would have seen that our cash fixed costs came in 1% below prior period. And also our capital expenditure was 6%. That together with some changes in working capital helped us to lift our free cash flow. Unfortunately, at this stage, because our free cash flow is negative and our net debt is above the $4 billion dividend trigger, we decided to pass on the interim dividend at this stage. But we do see significant opportunity to increase second half free cash flow delivery.
I think that is the key. Just look at the debt of R117 billion. I see your interest expense, the finance cost you pay is $4.7 billion, and this was for 6 months. And that is actually higher than the profit. Is that a big hurdle? Because it seems like you're in the same boat as Eskom, where you are just so tied down because of this huge debt pile.
Yeah, and I think that's our big focus. If you'd listen today to the results presentation, my main message is around the free cash flow generation to deleverage the balance sheet. I think you would have seen, you know, we tried to reduce our gross debt by moving some surplus cash into that. So much like one would pay cash into your mortgage fund, we did that and paid about $300 million into there. The absolute quantum is scary, but I think that we've got sufficient plans, especially in our international chemicals business. You would have seen that profit there doubled. It's off a low base given where the chemical cycle is, but through some self-help management interventions, looking at our procurement, our commercial, our contracts, and also streamlining an organization, we've been able to lift the EBITDA margin there, and we're excited about what those assets can still deliver.
The profit has gone up, but not significant as you say, but there has been talk of listing Lake Charles on its own. Has there been any progress on that front?
I think we look at it as the total international chemicals business, of which Lake Charles is one of the sites and obviously the most significant one. That remains an option for us to explore. Timing is important. Right now, the relative valuation that we would get for that business wouldn't justify a significant value uplift. And right now our focus is on turning that business around ourselves. And we may look at options like that at a later stage. But all our attention is how do we improve the overall profitability and free cash flow generation of that business.
And locally, the business has also been under a bit of pressure, not only from a financial point of view, but also from environmental point of view. How did the local business perform?
You know, South Africa remains our biggest contributor to profitability at almost 90%. The big challenge that we've had to deal with is feedstock quality, in particular coal. You would have seen that we've announced a final investment decision on a destoning solution. We believe that this will help to improve the quality of the coal that we process in our Secunda operations. The capital cost is far less than we previously guided, at less than R1 billion, and the time to market is much shorter, in that we will be able to achieve beneficial operation in the first half of FY26, in 6-7 months from now. That'll be a huge unlock for our business, because that has been the bottleneck. So Secunda remains the cash generator for us. You would have also seen, Ray, that we have adjusted our emissions reduction roadmap. We haven't changed the what, so we're still targeting a 30% reduction by 2030 in greenhouse gas emissions, but it's the how, and we feel that we have more elegant, cost-effective, less capital-intensive levers at our disposal that will allow us to achieve this. And more importantly, I think it doesn't require us to turn down Secunda. I think at this time, especially in the broader South African context, you know, we want to see more growth, more investments, and that's what we're trying to do and bring our part as an important player in the industrial sector here in South Africa.
Back on the destoning, it follows that the coal Sasol mines does have a high stone content, and that is definitely reduces the quality of the coal. How difficult is it to remove the stones?
What's nice with the solution that we found is we're repurposing an existing plant. So we used to wash coal for the export business. We're now repurposing that plant. So we will be exiting the export coal business, but we make more money taking coal and beneficiating that into fuels and chemicals. So the technology risk is low. And as I mentioned, the cost and time is much shorter and more cost effective. So we think the risk is quite low, but you know, I don't also want to overpromise and underdeliver. So we'll continue to monitor the project execution, and hopefully by our capital markets day that we're planning in May, that I can share more details and what it means for our Secunda production volumes going forward.
You've also announced that you're not going to export coal anymore. Why did you take that decision?
We decided the coal quality itself for the export market was deteriorating, so we were losing some efficiencies and yields there. So we just fast-tracked that decision, and as I said, it allowed us to repurpose that export plant for the destoning solution that I've mentioned. We will retain our share in the Richards Bay coal terminal. That's an entitlement that we have a 5% shareholding. And so we will look to lease that to the market and to other role players to allow them to export. But right now, we're going to focus on our coal production to secure feedstock at the lowest cost and the best quality for our Secunda operations. And this may also mean purchasing in more coal. So we'll look at it through both lenses. We have options available, and we think through that we can unlock the potential of the Secunda asset again.
Walt, baie dankie vir jou tyd vanaand. Dit was Walt Bruns. Hy is die finansiële direkteur van Sasol.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.